Hi, this is Britney Spears. As y'all know, I used to be one of the greatest pop artists ever. I sold millions of albums, graced the cover of hundreds of magazines all around the world, and even teamed up with Madonna. But I had to cock things up by marrying K-Fed and having a baby. And to quote my own song, oops, I did it again. That's right, I'm Prego once more. You'd think that after fucking my own life up so badly that I'd be depressed and suicidal. On the contrary. What gives me strength and hope in these dark times that I call my life, you ask? Well, that's obvious. All preparation and no age. That's right. Even when things are at their worst, I can just go to Aaron's blog, compare my life to his, and suddenly the sun starts to shine again.
Oh, you're a fucker.
Give it a try, y'all.
Or a bitch. For it. Honey, I hate you.
If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the automatic doors. They will be closing in a moment. Thank you.
Portions are plentiful here, and, you know, you smell good. So.
I share my stories with you and you make fun of me.
Well, yes, God damn it.
Children under age 7 must be accompanied by an adult.
Mom duck dog and his girlfriend.
I've never heard a bunny say bok bok before.
And please, no smoking or flash photography. Thank you.
That's it. You can, you know, find somebody else to sing you a song and drag.
What does that mean?
The Dirty Dish.
Is this the start of the goddamn show?
Well, since you were laughing through the whole goddamn thing, no one can hear it.
Seriously.
I'm glad.
Oh.
It doesn't disturb. Hey, boys, how are you?
Hi, this is Britney Spears.
Oh, shit.
No,
he's going again.
No, don't do it again.
Hey, ladies, how are you?
Why are you talking? I'm running the show.
Fabulous. Oh,
hi, everyone. This is Donnie. I am the only sober one here tonight. I'm joined by my two fat co-hosts, Adam and Darren.
Bloat.
Shit. I'm tall.
Drunk.
He's just short.
Bloat.
Prolapse.
So how are you girls doing?
I'm great.
Notice how he takes, you know, oh, it's just
oh,
about Adam.
Shit. I just
like, whatever.
Gatorade on my bed.
Good.
Gatorade on your bed? Is that what you call it?
Mm-hmm.
Gatorade.
I'm great, though, Don. Thanks for asking.
Mm-hmm.
At any time, I might be receiving a phone call, but whatever.
A phone call from who?
Someone who cares.
So you won't be receiving a phone call?
Probably not.
It's so hot here. I'm burning up.
It's
Don't even start with me.
It's getting hot in here. So hot, so take off all your clothes. I am getting so hot. I want to take my clothes off. Darren, do you know that
don't.
Song?
No, but don't.
Of course not. Of course not.
I never dress. I never disclose.
And humanity thanks you for that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, I want to address something right off the bat.
Please do.
We had several comments left about our last show, and one of them is really grinding me in the crotch.
Tell me. Oh, shit. Finally something is.
Uh-huh.
Right.
It says PU. You guys are scraping the bottom of the toilet bowl. Worst show ever. Get back to your roots. How about just Donnie and Darren like in the beginning? More chuck or fuck, please.
Oh shit.
Okay, for one thing it's fuck or chuck, not chuck or fuck. And this was signed by Anonymous.
Oh, Anonymous is a real classy gal.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So to Anonymous.
How many S's does Anonymous have?
Several.
I want Anonymous S's for Christmas.
Oh, Christ, he's singing.
Cheryl likes it when I sing. That's why Cheryl likes me, Darren, because I sing.
Finally,
for
somebody
her.
Does. Whatever. She's a two-bit whore.
Anyway, Donnie, continue.
Love you, Adam.
I love you too.
Yes, that show was a train wreck, but...
Enough about your face.
I, first of all, have a problem with people signing things anonymously when they make comments like this.
Absolutely. It's a chicken shit way out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Rayher.
So, little pussy face anonymous poster. If you have a problem, you should at least have the balls to
show your
sign
face.
Your name.
Who do you think it was?
I know that you're going to listen to this show and hear us about it. And if you have a problem, you can go over to my blog, freshandtasty.blogspot.com.
Where no one podcasts.
Yeah, and you can bitch me out, because it's on.
Oh, shit.
And I just have to say one more thing. I am glad that Adam came aboard, because I was getting tired of Darren.
Thank you.
Oh, shit.
That's so sweet, Donnie.
Mm-hmm. Oh. What, do you want me to leave the room so you guys can, like, in a way, make out?
No, we'll do it in front of you.
I don't want to see that.
We'll make you
I know both
anyway.
Of you, and you both disgust me. I don't want you getting amorous with each other.
Mm.
Lord.
Anywho. Well.
Anyway.
Sonny, we're going to the show. Go ahead.
I went on a tirade about Anonymous on my recent podcast, too, actually.
You went on a tirade? Shut the front door.
I know. Actually, it was a diatribe.
Oh, Christ. I had a diet tetramine or whatever.
Good. Actually, you listened to my latest podcast, which is something.
Finally. Donnie, did you listen to his latest shit fit?
No, he didn't. I know he didn't.
Yeah, just say no, Don.
Just say no. It's fine. You can say no.
I haven't listened to it yet. It's on my list of things to do.
It's okay.
Shit. Look at this. Oh, God. Who's calling? Oh, it's Darren number two. Should I take it on the air?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, this will make it a great show.
Hello?
Oh, my God.
I'm taping right now, so I can't really talk. Because entire America and beyond is listening.
Entire
Get over
America.
Here. Come over here. Why? Or then why are you talking to me? Well, I can't talk right now. I'm
so
on
Donnie,
a podcast.
I went on this diatribe about how, like, when it's classy to be anonymous.
Oh, he's a whore.
So...
That's anyway, I'm back, boys.
When is it classy to be anonymous?
It's classy to be anonymous when you're reporting something, you know, and you don't want to have, like, any retribution, you know?
Uh-huh.
So, like, if you see something at work that's bad and, like, you're, like, a whistleblower or something like that. Right. And it's also classy to be anonymous when you have a lot of money and you donate to something.
Right.
You know? But,
Is it classy to be anonymous when you're short and hairy?
No.
Oh,
it's not. So... That's I pointed that out to my listeners, to
listen
my thousands turds. Of listen turds.
Don't start with me on that.
Yeah.
Well, great. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Can I bring up a little situation here?
Please.
Do, please.
I am reporting the fact that the American language lingo / vernacular has been infiltrated by lesbianism.
Controversial topic, Darren.
A what?
I said controversial topic.
That's exactly my point, you whore. Everyone's saying controversial, Republican. What's some other words? It's just
conservative.
Conservative. It's a few people that are spoiling the English language for the rest of us.
And the worst one that I've ever heard, Darren. So really, it's...
what? That doesn't mean anything, you whore. It means nothing.
That's the worst kind of cunt.
God. Damn
conservative.
You. please. Anyways, I do not know where this all came from, but it needs to stop, and I think it needs to stop now.
You know where it came from.
Cheryl Murkowski.
Madge Weinstein. Get it.
Oh,
great.
Please, that fat fuck.
God.
That's right, I said it. She's overweight and it's bad.
It doesn't matter if you said it. She doesn't care what you say.
I don't care what she says, okay?
Then why are you talking about what why are you talking about what she says?
I needed to stop and stop now. And Adam, you're a perpetrator of this.
Yes, cuz I
so I need to request that you cease and desist.
Uh-oh, you've got a cease and desist order.
Oh,
exactly.
My gosh, I'm so scared.
Are you?
The lanky blonde Mormon is telling me to stop speaking a certain way.
A lanky? Ooh,
lanky?
Yeah.
All those descriptions are so wrong. It's like a Mormon.
Oh, that
blonde
is...
Blonde isn't right? I've never even seen Darren without a hat.
It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
Right.
Anyhers, Adam, you need to stop this shit, and you need to stop it now.
No, I won't.
Why? Because you give in to the man?
I'm not giving it to the man. It's because I think it's funny, and I'm going to
It's not funny.
Words.
It's stupid and insipid, kind of like your podcast.
Oh, my God.
Darren, are you anonymous?
I am. It was me.
Clearly.
Clearly. No, I don't do it. If I'm going to say something, like I said on your shit, I said it with, you know, I said it with remorse and gladability.
Remorse? What were you remorseful for?
Nothing, though, whore. You like you called me out on your shit.
Yeah, I did.
And I'm like, girl, I'm listening to your podcast, poopy.
But I don't understand. You said you made a comment with remorse. Do you know what remorse
is? I did. I'm sad that I meant it. I said that I said it.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
I don't even get it, Darren. Darren, I think you're really drunk.
I'm not. I'm not drunk anymore.
Oh, it's suddenly changed in the last 7 minutes?
Muy poquito. Oh, Donnie, you're running the show. Go ahead.
This is a shit fest.
Kind of like your ass.
Now, I have a question.
Please ask it.
I have a question.
What? Finally.
Are you ever going to be able to talk about anything other than just insulting people?
No, I'm Madge Weinstein.
That's what
I mean, I'm Weinstein.
Are we ever going to talk about anything other than ape asses and shitty kitties on this show or what?
No, I love talking about you.
Jesus
Christ. It's just
Donnie, what do you think about that?
Who, Donnie? Who, me or Donnie?
No, I'm asking Donnie.
Oh,
what I think about it?
Yeah.
It's very, very tiring. It wears me out.
Isn't it? I seriously, after I do this show, I feel so fucking exhausted. I have to, like, I sit on the couch and I'm, like, deflated. It's like somebody poked a hole
finally,
in me
you lost
and
weight.
Not in a good
See,
way.
Just like that.
See that?
Always
exactly.
A,
See
always that? A comment or remark to just
exactly,
jab right
Donnie.
In there.
It's like waiting in the wings. I mean,
Oh,
and it's,
please.
And you
like,
know
your
what the
podcast
worst part
is just so refreshing.
You know,
it leaves me
anxious. You know what the worst part is?
A drink.
Is that it's predictable. That's the worst
it
part.
It is. It's very predictable.
Oh,
so
kind of
predictable.
Like, I know that if I log onto the Crab's Cast, I'm going to be berated at.
What
like,
do you mean? What
I'm
are you talking
so upset.
About?
I'm tipping my water over.
Oh. You know what? We are three brethren. We should not be... Well, you two should not be at each other's throats like this.
No, I hear he takes it down the throat.
See, Darren?
What the fuck?
Darren can't ever let any comment pass by
he
without
can't.
Inserting his own.
I can't.
Ever.
Jesus.
I just put on my glasses so I could see my screen.
Your glasses?
Yeah.
See, now, if I were mean like you, I'd say something mean right there about that.
Do it, seriously. Whore. Can you do it? Can you do it?
Well, bottle... what is
what?
It? Oh, see, I can't think.
Something or another.
Bottle? That makes
Bottoms
sense.
Of bottles.
Oh, Donnie, whatever. You're too nice, that's all.
I am, I am.
Oh,
so
oh
nice.
That is it. That, nice, my ass.
Can I just tell you how much I love VO or VAO or whatever that thing is I was talking about?
Oh, who? Yeah, Vimeo.
Who, what?
Vimeo.
What the hell's that?
Isn't that that's the video service that Donnie so graciously shared his porn with?
Yeah, it's not Vimeo, though.
I
don't
thought
know
it was
what
Vimeo.
That is.
Vimeo.
Isn't it Vimeo?
V-E-O-H.
Oh, V-O. Oh, yeah.
I have
V-O.
I have gotten so much porn in the last week and a half. It's fabulous.
Really?
Yeah.
I couldn't find
free
any porn on there
porn.
Except for yours.
Yo, free porn. Christ.
Didn't let me download it because I have child protection services on me.
What?
No, I can't. I can't download porn on my computer. I have the blocker.
Why?
I don't watch porn.
You're at home?
Yeah, huh?
What are you talking about?
I have blocked it. I don't download porn.
Why?
Because I'm not queer-tastic like you boys.
You do download porn.
Jesus.
I don't download porn.
Okay.
I might if I needed to, but I don't.
Hmm.
Ugh, boys, ladies.
Anywho, so what else is going on?
I love porn, and really? I download lots of it every day.
Does Brad know that you download porn?
Yes, Brad downloads
and
the porn.
Does
for
he celebrate
us.
You?
This?
What? What?
What do you mean? What? What?
What?
What
did you say, Barbara Bel Geddes? What did you just say?
What did you say, Barbara Bel Geddes? My name's Dara, and you're listening to Up Your Nights on your dial.
Oh my God! Christ, I'm gonna kick his ass. Listen here, ladies. I have information. I got nothing.
Yeah.
But I did do an interview today. I'm sorry to steal the show, but I did do an interview today with Brett Cajun, and he had shit to say about you two. That's all I'm saying.
What did he say?
He said that Donnie, you had a small cock.
I have a small cock.
Uh huh.
When has he seen my cock?
He's heard stories.
Okay.
Actually, I said you did, and he agreed with
me. Yeah, that's...
And Adam, he thinks that you're a little short.
Oh, I'm crying over here. I'm really... I'm
Are
weeping.
You? What would you like to say to Brett Cajun?
Nothing.
Oh, shit. Really? Nothing at all?
I don't care.
See, and you giggle like that, you whore.
What? No, I seriously... No, honestly, I've been called worse things before in my life.
What?
And it really
what
makes
have you been
me...
called? What have you
called,
been called?
I've been called walrus. I've been called Fat Boy.
Walrus?
Yep.
Fat Boy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
what else?
That makes me sad.
That's pretty much it, you know?
Really?
Yeah, I've been called all kinds of nasty names before, and I learned a long time ago it doesn't mean shit, so I don't give a crap.
What would you call yourself?
What do you mean, what would I call myself?
Well, if you had a name to call yourself, what would you call yourself?
Fucking Fabulous.
Oh, shit.
Had a girl.
See it? See it? That's how you wear it.
That's what I said.
What was that?
That was one of Darren's like little like cheesy sound effects. The one with the fun.
That's where I'm from.
Let's just throw in a listener message right here. Let's. Just randomly. Okay.
What? Throw in what?
A listener message from Jihadist Jerry.
Okay, let's do. Who's this from?
Jihadist Jerry.
Oh, shit.
Okay, here we go.
Hello, dirty dish homosexual people. This is Jihadist Jerry with a J, yes? You know who I am, right? Okay. I know you try to struggle for content for your show sometimes because lately your show is in blowing chunk. And maybe that is because Donnie is away because he's too cheap to pay for computer fix. But I have some questions for you. So maybe if you can have things to talk about on your show. Well, first I want to make comment about when you call into your voice line. I don't know who this person is that says leave message, dirty bitches. But it sounds like he's trying too hard to sound masculine. I would like you to know this. But my first question, Jihadist Jerry wants to know, is this person, Captain Cox, he looked like he had stinky breath. So I was wondering if maybe one of you people there know if Captain Cox has stinky breath. Because if he does, I really don't want to fly on one of his airplanes because, you know, they recycle the air on planes like this. And nothing worse than having a person with bad breath on a plane with the recycled air, you know. And my second question, Jihadist Jerry wants to know if, you know, Mr. President Bush wants to ban all homosexual people from any rights and maybe to kill them in the streets like dogs that they are. So I was wondering, because you show talk about Hollywood people all the time, that why no more Hollywood people fight for your rights? The only person I hear that, you know, find discrimination bad and say something is this Charlize Theron person. And Stuart Townsend, who say they not get married until, you know, gay people can get married. And I think this is very nice, yes? You know? Okay. Well, that's all my questions. You have many caramel kisses, and this is Jihadist Jerry with a J. Praise be Allah.
Okay.
So,
I've got nothing to say.
The show's been blowing chunks.
Uh-huh.
I can't argue with that.
Mm-hmm.
But now he wants to know if Captain Cox has stinky breath. You guys have both experienced Captain Cox in the flesh. Does he?
No, he was very clean when I met him.
A little bit.
Really?
A little bit.
And any Hollywood people fighting for gay rights nowadays?
None.
I believe that
that's a good question. I haven't really.
I believe Nick Lachey is.
Really?
How so, Darren?
How?
I think he loves me.
Oh my god.
That's all I'm saying. I don't want to go any. I can't go into anything further because
Please,
it's really
because
hush hush.
You're stuttering.
It's hush hush right now.
Yeah.
It's hush.
Kind of like I wish you were.
Yeah.
Oh, that is.
So, Darren, did you really fill out an HRC card or what? Did you?
I did.
You did?
Yeah, I was laughing so hard at your podcast, I had to. You got so shitty kitty with it. I'm like, oh, Christ.
Because it matters. That's why.
You just get so hot-headed about shit, Adam.
Yeah, and?
That's all I'm saying. I think it's hilarious. I was laughing. I was crying my eyes out.
You know what I think it is, Darren?
What?
I think you might be a little bit jealous.
Of what?
That... I don't know.
Exactly. That's my point.
I don't know that I have something to talk about on my podcast.
It's funny that you can
I'm able to talk
an hour with drivel.
I think it's funny that you're able to ask the same exact questions to every guest on each one of your podcasts.
Like what? What questions do I ask?
So, do you have a hairy ass?
Well, yours, it's true. I've seen the pictures.
Oh my god.
What, Donnie? What? I love Donnie. He's like the peanut gallery.
Penis gallery.
I just you're spot on, Adam. You're absolutely
spot on. I mean, it's like
this.
It's like Darren has like this template and he just like puts everybody inside of it. It's like tracing paper, you know?
It's true. It's true. But you both have answered the question, so what's your point?
Huh?
Well, anyway, I'm glad
you know that Adam's got a hairy ass. He's an ape. Dressed in man's clothing.
Oh my god.
And Donnie,
so
we know you're
funny.
Barren.
This is like.
We know you're barren, Donnie.
Barren? Jesus. What does that mean?
You have no hair on your ass.
No, actually, I have quite a bit.
Do you have some? Hairy. Have you grown some? Mm-hmm. Have you?
I've always had a hairy ass.
Oh shit. Who would fuck a hairy ass?
Oh,
that's my
bears?
Question. Here, there's the question, and there's the template. Now, why don't you both fill it in? So I'm saying.
Anyway.
Oh my god.
So what else is going on?
So wait, what? So okay, there's no other celebrities fighting for gay rights other than Charlize Theron.
And what has she even done? I don't know.
She said, like Jihadist Jerry said, her and her her boyfriend, who isn't it Pete Townsend's son or something like that? I don't know, but. They refuse to get married until gay people can get married in this country. They're like abstaining from marriage in protest.
But is that really doing anything?
No, but I think it shows like solidarity. You know, like I've told all my family and friends that I won't go to their weddings.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I've told them that I refuse to celebrate their marriage until I'm able to get married myself.
But aren't you punishing your family instead of...
No, he's actually...
No, I'm not. I'm trying to just express to them that, you know, that this is a...
I want to see Adam in a wet gown, white gown.
I'm just going to ignore this, but I'm just trying to express to them that this is like an issue that matters to me and that it's something worthwhile and that, you know, there needs to be something done.
So. You want the gifts.
Are you still talking, Darren?
No.
Are you still talking?
No.
I'm
done. I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
So what else is going on, boys?
I'm done talking. No, actually, I just got back from a little cocktail party.
Uh-huh.
And I loved it. It was fun and fabulous.
Who was there?
Not you.
Nice one, Darren.
Thanks.
Jesus Christ.
Thanks. No, I just had a little, you know, we just went over to the Charlene's and
why do I do this show?
What?
What?
Can we kick him off, Don?
I just have to tell you, I got so drunk last night. I went out.
How so?
Got really drunk. Well, I had, the great thing is that I can remember things when I drink. I've only forgotten things once, which was when I bought that painting last summer. I put a blog about that. But...
Uh-huh.
So I had 6 Bud Lights, 3 shots of redheaded sluts.
Oh, shit.
and two sex. Now, here's a question. I had two sex on the beach twice. Do you say two sex on the beaches or two sexes on the beach?
Hmm.
Interesting thing to
two
think about.
Two sexes on the beach, maybe. No?
Yeah.
Two sex on the beach.
I think you would say, I had two shots of sex on the beach.
Well, they're not shots.
They're shots.
I'm trying to think of like the whole.
Then you'd have to
like,
say two sex on the beach.
Beaches. Drinks. Sex on the beaches. Yeah.
But there's only one beach, though, per drink.
Well, anywho, I had a couple of those.
You're a drunk, is what you're saying.
I was stumbling around the bar.
Oh, did you get lucky?
Isn't that awful? No. Oh, who would want to be lucky with no,
with
no.
With you? No one.
That would be unlucky.
Yeah, drunks are never, like, you know, attractive or anything.
No.
Like,
how did you meet
like,
Brad,
somebody
then?
That's sloppy drunk, you know?
How'd you meet Brad?
Darren.
What?
Don't go there.
Oh, you met him on the online internet.
No, that's fine. We met. No, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, we met on the internet. Uh huh. And?
Let's listen to another
love first
listener
sale.
Message. Shall we?
Happy
sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Who's this one from?
Well, this is anonymous. I don't know who this one is from.
It's anonymous?
Yes, shut up, Darren.
Hey, Darren. Adam. You are so much more gay than Adam. So, Adam is awesome. All right? Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, so Darren is much more gay than Adam. Can't argue with that. Again, I cannot argue with these calls.
That's really sad that the American public is so misled.
Oh, please. This anonymous person did not even mention my name. I'm kind of upset about that.
Well, because you really don't contribute much to the podcast.
He's doing really good on this one.
Well, he's running the damn thing.
I founded
this show. Yeah.
What? Are you kidding me with this jelly?
No.
Okay. Well, I did nothing then to it?
You've done very little.
Who's on the phone?
What do you mean, who's on the phone?
I heard someone's phone, like, beep.
It was not mine.
Oh. You're beeping. Your That's ass
Darren.
Is beeping.
Darren's
nice,
on
the Darren.
How am I on the phone? I'm sitting here podcasting.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Christ.
Anyways, so happy Pride Month, everyone.
Yay.
Oh, thank you.
Darren, what are you saying? Who are you talking to?
You guys talk about yourselves. I'm on the phone for a second.
See, I told
so
you
are
on
the
phone,
you fucker.
You know who Darren reminds me of, Donnie?
Who?
Do you ever see that movie, A Christmas Story?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Remember that redheaded kid with the coonskin cap that was a real jackass?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I mean, he just, like, it's like, and remember, like, when Ralphie, like, beats the shit out of him?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I was, like, I used to love that part of the movie. I was, like, yeah, fuck yeah.
Wasn't his name Dill or something like that?
Dill? I don't remember. It wasn't Dill from To Kill a Mockingbird or something?
Wasn't
there someone named Dill in that book?
Yeah.
You never read that book? Right.
Yeah, no, I have a long time ago.
A long time ago, though. Hmm.
My memory's not so good.
Your memory's not, it's not what it used to be? Or was it just
But that's
crappy?
A great show. You'll shoot your eye out.
I love that. You'll shoot your eye out. Did you ever try and stick your tongue to like a frozen like pole?
I have done that a time or two, yes.
Nice. Absolutely.
Yes.
Did your tongue get stuck?
It did.
Get over here.
And I do that with ice cubes as well.
Oh, I love that, actually. I really actually kind of like that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Like when it rips off. It kind of hurts, but it's kind of good.
You're dead to me.
Does it take skin with it?
Do I don't think so. Maybe yeah. Like a little layer. Maybe a little tiny layer of skin goes off with
Darren's
it.
Dead to me. So, anyways. And what? All of them are
Was Darren trying to chime in or something?
I think he may be.
I'm so glad that he's taking this episode seriously.
You're on the podcast. All right. Well. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
This is going to be another winner.
You know, right?
I'm back, ladies.
Oh, great.
Thanks.
Let's listen to our last caller message.
Let's do this.
This is from Dan and Calvin. I tried to sound like
I know Calvin's real name.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, Dirty Dish. It's Dan and Calvin. It's Dan and Calvin from San Francisco. You fucked because on your last podcast, or one of them, you said that you would normally get a word in edgeways that I was on your show. Fuck you.
Did they really say that?
They did. Donnie said that.
Oh, so that's why they didn't call you. I see how it is, you know. I thought I was pretty nasty with them, but I don't know. I mean,
But we're drunk here in San Francisco. Can't wait for the Dirty Dish to get here for Pride.
Yeah, but they're losers. They don't live in San Francisco or New York, whatever.
Phoenix, Dallas, Boise.
Boise. The third largest city in the Pacific Northwest.
Good night, guys. We love you.
So, yes, I did say that Dan talks too much. It's true.
You did. You called his shit out.
Well.
What?
Yeah.
I can't be mean. Dan is so sweet. He's like.
Are you excited to see Dan again?
I am. I'm really excited to see Dan.
Because I saw you two when you first met. It was like an orgy.
It was fantastic. We like. It was like you know, the Sound of Music. Like we were like in the Alps, and we were just you know, hugging each other and dancing. It was so much fun. He's so sweet.
And then somebody had to skip out early, and that was you.
It was Adam. I thought Dan had to.
No, Adam did.
I had to pick up my brother from the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Whore.
Is that just a excuse? Or was
no,
that
I really did.
It was
I really
totally
did.
An excuse. He wanted to get away from us. Adam couldn't keep his hands off of me.
Yeah, that was it. Because you're all over the place.
What do you mean?
I'm sweating like a whore in church right now, and I've got nothing on.
Seriously?
What?
Yeah. Is it that hot in Boise?
Ugh, it's killing me.
Come on, how hot could it be?
How hot
is
Boise?
Did you hear
it's
how Calvin like totally like made fun of Boise? Was like,
yeah,
that was really funny.
Well, we are the third largest city in the Pacific Northwest. I don't know why he has to mock that.
I love Calvin. He's terrific.
Uh huh.
He might be. I don't know. He's a bear.
A bear?
What's wrong with that, Darren?
I'm not into bears.
So if you're not into it, then it's just shit.
Pretty much, yeah. Sorry, Adam. You're a bear.
I'm sure all the bears in the world are devastated to hear that.
They might be.
They're
might
all
be.
Just crushed.
What are you going to plan for me and Donnie when we're in Dallas?
What am I going to plan for you?
Yeah, because you've already planned like some food for me.
Yeah, I'm going to cook for you.
Uh-huh. Hey, for me or just me or Donnie too?
Hmm? Arsenic and all that.
Are you gonna cook for just me or for Donnie too?
I guess I'll have to cook for both of you. I have to have a special seating for Jared.
Oh well, it's wide.
Yeah, there's a pre meal.
Hey, home
beforehand.
Yeah, exactly
for him.
He's a snacker.
Oh yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll probably be cooking for you guys. You know,
how excited are we, Don?
I'm very excited. I love. Asparagus. Just keep that in mind.
Oh, now, I will totally make you some asparagus.
What
like
are the chances
too?
Of you actually showing up in Dallas, Donnie?
Pretty good.
Really?
Yeah, if that's... Yeah.
I don't know. You said you were showing up in San Francisco, and that's what happened.
You need to just leave
Speaking,
me alone.
Yeah, seriously. Just don't pick on him, you know?
Like Speaking? What are you saying, Adam? Speaking?
Speaking of Dallas...
Yeah,
I just have to say that the Dallas Mavericks last night destroyed the Phoenix Suns and eliminated them from the NBA playoffs. Thank you very much. Eat it.
Nice.
Eat it, whore.
Now, Darren, when you were here in Boise last weekend, we were at a restaurant. We were watching those same two teams play also, weren't we?
Which restaurant was that?
At Old Chicago. And wasn't it Dallas and Phoenix?
That's right. Absolutely, because we besmirched the name of Adam.
Actually, there's an error in your blog post, Darren.
I know, it said the Clippers.
It said the Clippers.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whatever. Is that why you made fun of me in your statement to me?
Which statement?
Your response to my blog entry.
That was funny.
I don't even know what that means.
That's your new motto, Darren.
What does it mean?
What did I write?
What's my new motto? It's like something blah 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 blah. I'm Adam and I'm fat. Whatever.
No.
I don't know.
It was something about Darren and how like, you know, everything's free or something.
I don't even know what that means.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Because everything with you, like you don't pay for your drinks when you go out to the bar. You don't pay for eyebrow trimming. You don't pay for your podcasting. Which I mean clearly wouldn't help it anyway, even if you did pay for it. So
you're dead to me, Adam.
And
oh look, I can't even hear him. Anyways, So, yeah, so, okay, fine. It was the Dallas, what are they called? Mavericks?
Mavericks, that's right.
I don't even know what that means, Dallas Mavericks. Shouldn't it be called the Dallas Oil Wells or something?
Isn't a Maverick like a rebel or something?
Yeah,
like
it's like a rebel.
Yeah, someone can't that kind of goes against the...
You know, like a horse that can't be tamed, like a wild horse.
Oh, my God. I can't even hear you. Okay, now I can.
That's fucking funny.
I think Adam put me on hold.
I didn't. I so didn't. I would never do that. I don't censor.
I still think he put me on hold.
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God.
Do you he seriously can't
hear? Oh, my God.
Us.
Adam has shitty internet service.
No, I don't. I can hear everybody just fine.
So can I.
Can you hear what I'm saying about you then?
Yeah. Yes. You can hear us now, too, obviously.
Oh, shit. I think you got shitty internet.
Clearly.
So do you guys want to play the new game that I've come up with?
Sure. Yes!
To replace Fuck or Chuck?
Sure.
See, this is another... to the anonymous person. You wanted more Fuck or Chuck? We're starting a new game called Stump the Queer tonight.
Yay.
And it will be testing your knowledge of current events over the past week.
Controversial.
Oh, that is it. That's it.
So I'll ask you some questions, and they can have to do with entertainment or politics or science or medicine or whatever.
Sexy.
Uh-huh. So sexy. We'll start with, let's see, we'll start with Adam since his name comes first in the alphabet.
Sure.
Well, and he's also short.
Now, if you get the question right, you get 1 point.
Okay.
If you don't and you pass it and Darren gets it right, he gets 2 points.
Oh, I like that.
Okay.
The question to Adam.
Mm-hmm.
This week, Elizabeth Taylor denied suffering from which disease?
Oh, I know this.
Oh.
I know this.
Is it Alzheimer's?
Oh, shit.
You got it.
Mm-hmm.
1 point for Adam.
Thank you.
Darren.
Yes.
A small Learjet crashed into the Long Island Sound on Friday. Who owned the airplane?
What? Are you kidding me with this shit?
No.
Who? Donald Trump.
No. Adam, do you know?
I'm going to take a stab.
Yes.
And say Ted Kennedy.
Christ.
No.
Oh. Who?
Can I Google it?
It was
Pat Robertson.
Oh, Pat Robertson. Did he die?
I can't even hear you.
No, that was a follow-up question. I know.
I should be on the phone. I could be getting a trick.
So nobody gets points there.
Crap.
Yeah. Oh, what? Who was it?
Now I know that there really is no God.
So I got 2-1 then?
No, you didn't.
I thought I got points.
For what?
You didn't answer
it. Did he
correctly.
Answer it?
No.
Well, then I get 2 points then, right?
No, you don't. If he answered... Wait, no. If he would have answered it, then he would have got 2 points. Darren,
but I get
stop.
Shit?
Correct. Okay, now, this is your chance to get a point, Darren.
Ugh, all right.
Who denied plans for running for president in 2008?
I didn't hear the question, I'm sorry. The internet is going down.
Who denied plans for running for president in 2008?
Al Gore.
Correct.
Thank you.
Now.
2-1.
As a follow-up question, what did he say he was going to dedicate his energies towards?
The environment.
Gosh, I don't know if that's specific enough.
It's true. He got the movie. He's got the movie.
I guess I can accept that.
That would be points. That would be points. Thanks. Okay. Adam's going down, as usual, in flames.
Darren, 2 points. Adam, 1.
Wait, I've got like, a lot of points.
How do you figure that?
Well, because I answered, and then I answered again.
That's 2 points, Darren.
Oh, yeah, right.
Shit. Okay,
I think I'm going out of order.
Okay, 2-1. 2-1. 2-1.
Okay, and here's the last one. Iran said, this is for Adam. Iran said that if the U.S. attacks them, the shipment of what will be disrupted?
Oil.
Yes.
Are you kidding me with this shit? So it's 2-2.
It's 2-2. You guys tied.
Hot.
Thanks.
Is this like...
That's all we have for this week because, you know, it was a trial run, and it's good that you both tied.
Thanks. I appreciate playing. Thanks, Donnie. What's this game called?
Stump the Queer.
Stump the Queer.
No,
but neither of you got stumped.
Nope.
Exactly. So we're not queer.
Well, Darren got stumped. He couldn't answer a question correctly.
Right.
Oh, please. I was not stumped. I'll stump you.
When you don't get the question right, that's...
I think that's getting...
Bend
stumped.
Over. I'll stump yeah. you.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. I said I did.
So, what else? That's all I got.
I don't know, Donnie. You're running the show.
Well, do you guys want to talk about anything else?
I do a little bit.
Let's talk.
Adam, do you want to talk about anything?
Darren.
I love the fact that Adam gets political at times on his show. But I also love the fact that he can be stupid and silly with us on the Dirty Dish. Adam, what's your secret?
A multivitamin every day in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And lots and lots of sex.
Oh, God. Is that what our problem is, Don? We don't have sex?
I think so.
That's why we can't be. That's why we can't have a serious side.
Yeah.
Actually, I do agree with you, Darren. I like that about Adam too.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. I do. I was actually talking
You're
about
a chameleon,
that.
A chameleon of sorts.
You're a chameleonic. I'm a chameleon.
Jack of all trades, master of none.
Jack of all trades, masturbator of none.
I love masturbation.
Do you really? But you got a boyfriend. Why would you have to masturbate?
I love sex, period. I mean, I'm not saying like... I don't like to rank my sex, to tell you the truth. I think it's all great, you know?
Rank your
but
sex.
Sometimes, you know, like, you just want to do it alone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
You don't always have to do it together.
Do you... Now, when you say that, do you mean when he's not home or when he is home and you just want to...
Whenever. We're very both. Independent of each other.
Let me ask you this, mm-hmm. Adam.
Yeah.
If you're, I don't know, getting the wank off in your bedroom and your boyfriend is home and he walks in,
yeah.
Are you like, oh, no, step away, I'm taking care of business? Or do you like, yeah, bitch, come on, let's fucking do it?
You know, it just depends the mood that I'm in.
Are you serious with this?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
What?
Donnie, what's our problem?
Well,
seriously,
you're...
don't you need a boyfriend first before you can address that question?
Who needs one of those? They're annoying.
Oh, I want
a boyfriend.
One.
His name is Bill.
Darren or Donnie, we're going to find you one.
No, Donnie's so. Got one. Donnie's got one.
I do not have a boyfriend. You
His name
are
is Bill, and he's hot.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
It's true. Bill is hot as Christmas.
This is a lesson, everybody. Do not tell Darren anything that you don't want said on any of his podcasts.
Shut up, whore. Oh, Adam, how old are you?
25.
How big's your waist?
34.
Oh, okay. Next question.
Why?
Was that supposed to be an insult?
I agree. I subscribe to the fact that you should always remain 2 inches smaller than your waist size.
What?
In your age.
23-inch waist?
Sure, why not, Adam? And a 72-inch
chest. That's disgusting.
Oh, my God. Have you ever been a 23-inch?
If that were true, Darren, your waist size would be...
Oh, you're a whore. Blah, 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 blah. It's a 31, and I'm a 36.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
What?
You're a mess.
No, I'm just saying, Gio. I think that listeners should call in or
Is there ever
going
to be another Dirty Dish where everyone's sober?
I'm sober
request.
Now, to tell you the truth.
I am
no,
sober.
I was feeling great before the show.
And now you feel like shit.
Now I feel like a piece of shit.
All like thanks to Darren.
Now I feel like a burnt marshmallow.
You are a burnt marshmallow.
I feel like. Oh, Darren.
Nice.
What?
So fucking vicious. Oh, my God. You must have been the school bully. Ha, ha, ha.
Who, huh? So let's talk about your unorthodox infatuation / relationship with Cheryl Murkowski.
I don't have an unorthodox infatuation with Cheryl Murkowski. You do.
Oh, I think you do.
I do not.
Oh, please.
Where's your evidence here?
I just know it.
Okay, that's a very Republican stance that you're taking. Where's your
whatever,
evidence?
See,
I don't have any evidence.
Like
I just know it.
Girl.
I have the feeling in my bones.
I do. I do. I do. I do. I do. The way that you're giggling just is so suspect of your, you know.
Suspect of what? I don't have any kind of obsession. Are you a little bit jealous, maybe?
No, mm-hmm. Not at all.
Are you jealous that I was on Cheryl's program?
Were you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, see, I don't listen to that.
Maybe that's why she doesn't like you.
Well, that doesn't matter to me.
I think that's one of many reasons.
I would listen to Donnie's program if he ever had a 13th one.
Yeah, that's probably not going to
happen. Because I like comedy.
That's why you look at yourself in the mirror every day.
Oh, that is it, ba-dum-bum.
Rimshot.
Isn't there like a commandment that says like, thou shalt not covet or something or another?
Yes, it reads, thou shalt not covet thy friend's hairy ass boyfriend.
Hairy ass boyfriend.
Does Brad have a hairy ass?
No, he doesn't, so.
Really? Donnie does.
Oh my god.
You both are twins now, I tell ya.
It's the hairy Donnie, ass cast on your dial.
Hairy ass cast. Yeah, APNH. Hairy ass cast on your dial.
Oh.
Ugh, Christ. I think we might have given, I don't know, Jihad Jerry some ammunition.
I'm just looking at Darren's picture right now on Skype, and it's just...
Isn't that funny?
At least I have one, horse.
I don't need a picture on Skype.
Exactly. Yours is kind of blockish.
I'm all about peace.
Yeah.
So, okay, well.
Sweet.
Oh, what?
No, this is great.
Now, Adam,
you
what
said
are your...
wait.
No, what? I didn't say wait. Did I say wait? I said sweet.
Oh, okay, sorry.
No.
Hey, Donnie, can you do any impressions?
Of?
Anyone.
No.
Yeah, Adam can. Adam, would you do an impression of Reagan Fox?
You really want
so...
me to?
I don't know. Got nothing.
Duh.
Now, there's been several people have asked me. They said that I should make like a podcast as him now that he's gone.
Oh shit! Would you do it?
No.
Why not?
Because it's time that's over.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Along with Johnny Mathis and you know whatever his name is, Mole Man.
Mole Man.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Who did you impression? Aaron Neville.
It's Aaron Neville.
Who did you impression?
The feel of cotton.
Darren, that was great. Do it again.
No, I don't say horrors.
That was really good. Do it again, please.
Shut up. Stop it. Anyways, Adam, what did you have to drink today?
I had two Mai Tais at this really good Chinese restaurant in Irving, and they serve it to you in tiki glasses. I love it.
Mmm.
Ooh.
They're so cool.
Did that get you a little saucy?
Yeah, it did. And I
really,
really enjoyed my...
Even with your body mass the way it is, you still got sauced on two drinks?
These are strong Mai Tais, let me tell you.
You're
and
strong.
These are not
How much
like...
are you bench pressing?
What?
How much are you bench pressing?
I already answered that question for you on a previous
95 pounds, ladies and gentlemen. 95 pounds in each hand.
Wow, that's almost me.
Really? I could probably bench press you, Donnie.
Oh, absolutely. I only weigh 150.
Oh, for sure. I could very easily. No, that's more than you.
Right. Yeah, you can lift more than me.
190. That's what I do.
That's going to be
180, honey. Oh, that is 190. I'm
190.
Sorry.
I can't wait to be bench pressed.
Sweet. We're going to take pictures and video.
Would you do it? Would you do it, Adam? Would you bench press honey?
Why not?
I think that'd be funny and fun.
Yeah.
I will, of course, be naked.
That's fine.
Oh, would you do it? Would you really do it?
I'm signing up for it already.
Sweet. Let's do it. Awesome.
I've never been bench pressed.
Are you going to be like all slippery and oiled up? Because then I might drop you.
That's fine.
That's the only problem. I have to put chalk on my hands. That's all. So.
Oops, you might drop my naked body onto yours.
Whoops, his dick fell in my mouth.
Oh, whoops.
Whoops.
Oh my god.
Hilarious.
I've got a little throw up in the back of my mouth just thinking about that.
Keep it there. Keep it there, Darren. Okay.
God.
And then save it for your next podcast. It'll make
no,
it
but honestly,
edition.
While you're, you know, stupping Donnie, I'll be out making out with Brad.
No, you won't.
I think he just shot you down, Darren. Mm-mm.
You're all dead to me. I don't even know what's going on.
You can't hear us?
Can't hear it. You could be saying anything you want to me, but I can't
Sweet.
Hear it.
Sweet.
Darren, you're fat.
It says call in progress,
Darren,
but I can't hear it.
Is so fat.
Uh-huh. Oh, I heard a little something. Hello?
Oh, did you hear that?
Whoops. Whoops.
Huh?
When I met Darren...
I can't hear anything.
It kind of it kind of repulsed me a little bit.
I hear snippings.
Really?
Are you there?
Yeah, like when I met him. It was just...
welcome to my world.
Oh, my God. I was like, oh, shit, I have to be
I'm
seen.
Constantly nauseous when I hang out.
I know. I know. Mm-hmm. It's really, really disturbing.
Yeah.
Is he gone?
Uh-oh, he is.
Oh, he's gone. All right, we have to bring him back so we can end the show.
Okay.
That was amusing. It's clearly his internet connection.
It is.
No question.
None.
It's his Skype issue.
Oh.
Failed, unknown error. Well, that sums up Darren and pretty much two words.
Oh.
Unknown error. Oh, he's gone. He just left Skype.
Oh. Well, I guess we'll have to end this shit without him.
That's fine. Go for it.
Well, this has been another award-winning episode of The Dirty Dish with myself, Donnie, and Adam.
Hey.
And some other punk.
Yeah.
You know, I guess that's it. Call us, 206-666-DISH. Leave messages because we love to make you famous.
And identify yourselves, please.
Yeah, because anonymous callers and commenters are pussies.
Yeah, indeed.
DirtyDishDuo.blogspot.com. Go visit Adam at TheKrebsCycle.com. Does that get you to your site?
It does. One of my listeners was gracious enough to buy me a domain name.
Aww.
Isn't that nice of them?
That's very nice, actually.
It was very nice of them.
Nobody cares about me like that.
Yes, they do.
It's been fabulous.
It's been fabulous, indeed.
And what a great way to end the show without Darren.
Without Darren. Without that nasty, nasty voice. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Until next week.
Until next week. I'll talk to you later, Donnie.
Bye.
Bye-bye. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart, and maybe say it's my name.